Okay, I deal with language and society, and right now I'm interested in nicknaming practices, and I've been looking at nicknaming practices of Australian youth. I'm interested in finding out what practices actually occur in multicultural urban societies. And from the data that we've collected so far in schools in both Queensland and Victoria, we've been able to show that nicknaming practices are essentially evaluated quite positively, and those nicknames that are based around surnames and given names are particularly evaluated positively. So that's some of the things that we've been looking at. Well, I'm trying to put a positive spin on naming practices, because with all the media on bullying and name-calling, there's just negativity about how people use names that are not given names or surnames. And we all use different names. And so what we really want to do is find out what's happening. And generally, what we're finding is that nicknaming is positively evaluated. It's used for solidarity building. And it's used for building friendships. And all that kerfuffle is basically needs to be put into a context.